You were in the middle of the Campelio army village built just above Lake Arno to support the front line at Campo Pass, a potential Austrian attack route from the Fiume Valley. This defensive line was not confined to the pass but extended along Sega d'Arno to Vedretta di Savia Pass and Mount Re di Castello. The ruins of the village have been expertly restored recently by the Savia Valley Alpini with the technical and scientific support of the Teimu White War Museum. It was just below Campiello Pass, at the foot of the rock faces which descend from Mountain Campelio and Mountain Zucello. This site has sadly gone down in history for the disastrous avalanche which killed 86 soldiers when it struck the village on 3 April 1916. Like the other huge avalanche which struck the Caldia dairy huts on 8 March 1916, the Campelio disaster could have been avoided. The area and #8217 elders had noted the risky location of the huts, but the officers responsible for building them had not taken stock of this valuable information. The account of Alpino soldier Giovanni Battista Maloni of Savo provides greater detail on the disaster. Then in spring there was the Campelio barracks avalanche. The barracks had been built by civilians in the summer of 1915 and was finished by spring. The avalanche hit in the early afternoon. My team and I had gone to pick up food supplies at Virtus Q to take them to the barracks. While we were returning, we heard a frightening roaring sound that immediately alarmed me. The avalanche had got as far as Lake Arno, taking some of the barracks with it and 100 or so soldiers. Some of these were only injured, but most were dead. They were all recovered. No one was left in the lake. I myself pulled an injured man out from under the large boulder one of his legs had remained trapped under. And #8230. Most of the dead were infantrymen, but there were also a few artillerymen who were at Campelio barracks while they waited to take the small caliber field guns to Campo Pass, and #8230. The avalanche was caused by officers who went up to the rise behind the barracks to ski, thus loosening the snow which swept away the huts and soldiers. A general whose name I don't remember visited in the days immediately after the disaster.